Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen. Ferry across the Mersey.
So
it's Jerry with a G, by the way, if you're Googling that. Otherwise, Siri won't know what you're saying. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Had a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen, the author, the twice weekly cyber columnist at Mullings.com, and pretty much out of control Washington Nationals fan. Right, Rich, you're kind of out of control.
I don't understand how you can be an out of control.
That's what fan means, isn't it? It's redundant.
That's right. It's fan is short for fanatic. I mean, right. How hard is that?
So we're
and by the way, Jim, Mersey is spelled with an S.
There you go.
So people can find that too.
Thank you, folks. You can't get this stuff anywhere else. And for good reason, too, I might add. We're talking about the Republicans. We just got through skewering the Democrats. So there's plenty of eyes to have fingers poked in the Republicans these days, too, isn't it, Rich?
Well, you know,
they can't get out of their
is,
own way, can they? I mean,
I have been so wrong about everything. I can't. I've started proclaiming. Donald Trump, the nominee, hoping that my wrongness continues.
I'm not sure the world works that way, Rich, but we'll see.
I know.
You and I have talked a long time about how in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans are not as good as Democrats, and they just seem to find a way to lose, don't they?
Well, at this level, they do this. They get themselves wrapped around the axle. I mean, if this thing devolves into, you know, the subsection 3-5-3 about how a delegate from North Dakota is chosen,
which we're going to talk about in the next segment. So don't get too ahead of us there.
Okay,
go ahead.
That's a long way from having a debate about big ideas and the future of the country and the Western world.
Right.
And Republicans are much more comfortable talking about, you know, subsection 2-3.
Well,
but I think in terms of Trump, what he's learning now is that you know, it's what he knows from being a developer. I mean, he knows that if you're gonna tangle with the local planning and zoning commission, you better know everybody that's on that commission. You better know, you know, where their kids are going to school. You got to know what the rules are. And somehow he just decided that he didn't need to know all that stuff about delegates. And now he's learning, so they're catching up.
Right.
But I still think he'll be the nominee.
So do you think he will be going to the convention with a majority?
Yeah, I do. I think because there's 6 weeks, the last voting day for both sides is June 7th,
right,
which includes California.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he'll have the requisite 1,237 votes by then. But he's got 6 weeks between then and the convention. And now that he understands that you can scoop up delegates, you know, aside from just getting 27% of the delegates.
So after the last primary, he can still add to his total?
Oh, sure, because
he goes and gets Rubio delegates.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rubio's got 168 delegates that are sitting there, and even if they don't, even if some of them are absolutely, you know, tied to Rubio, even
right
in the first ballot, they're available for the second and maybe third ballot. But I think he'll go to the convention with the majority.
So you think he'll scoop up enough? But if he doesn't, if he's just say 10% short,
oh, that's a lot.
Okay,
yeah, then
so
it's an open game.
Then it goes to a brokered convention,
right? Well,
will that be when they'll determine in the first ballot that he doesn't have enough, or could that 10% kind of come together at that point for him?
It could, but that's not likely. That's not
right
the way those things work.
So they'll stick to their guns.
Conventions are momentum things. Very rarely does somebody get
right
add to their total as you move through this thing. Once they begin, to slip, it's like sending water up.
What are the chances? What are the chances that Kasich winds up the nominee after two or three ballots?
It's tiny. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm a fan of John Kasich. I voted for him here in Virginia, but I don't even know if he's got enough money to get all the way to Cleveland. I mean, it's, I don't know. I just don't see it. I think if it's not Cruz or Rubio, the delegates will go completely a different direction.
Do you believe the polls that show Hillary beating Trump?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe them.
Well,
I don't.
That's why they have booking. You know, booking.
That's the reason they have elections, right? but no. I mean, what I'm saying is I think he is the only. Well, let me put it this way. I think he could win a state like California. He's the only Republican who could do that, or New York, or one of the other. Pick another one. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, well, yes. Well, I don't know that you're wrong about the fact that he's the only one who could. I just don't think he would. I mean, you know, the Clinton name is a great name among Democratic voters, and in states like New York and California,
all those Democrats. But if she's got such a bad, I mean, as you know, she's not polling well with Democrats. She's lost 5 of 6 now.
That's true. Let's see what happens tomorrow night in Wisconsin. She may win there. Remember, she was supposed to be slightly behind in Ohio a couple of weeks ago, and she just ran away with the thing. And then we get into New York and the Northeast, where I think it's likely.
But if she continues to have a tough time all the way through.
Oh, well, I mean, sure, but you can't. I mean, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, she's got people around her who have done this before.
Do you think Cruz can beat Hillary?
No.
Then it's a fait accompli, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. No, I think we're in big trouble. But
Hold on that thought. I'm going to let you pick it up after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.